And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And joining me in the studio, Mim McConnell, Sitka Community Land Trust Executive Director, and Randy Huey, Land Trust Board President. Welcome to Morning Edition, folks.
Morning.
It's always nice to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Full disclosure, I served on the CLT board for a little while, just so people realize that. We're here to talk about what's going on with the Sitka CLT. Who would like to give an update? Randy, what's happening with the... we'll talk about what's happening with the CLT, and then we can discuss what a community land trust is.
That's a good idea. This probably, as a technical matter, we've changed our name from the Sitka Community Development Corporation to the Sitka Community Land Trust, simply because the Sitka Community Land Trust is our only program. A CDC can do many different things, I'm told. I don't really know what they are. But what we do is the Sitka Community Land Trust. So hereafter, that's what we're going to call ourselves.
Okay. And so the Sitka Community Land Trust, what are you trying to accomplish?
So it's an affordable home ownership mechanism. And so that mechanism provides affordable homes by three techniques. The first is that the land is acquired and held in trust, and a building is built on that land, but the deed of the house is separated from the deed of the land, and the buyer purchases only the house. Obviously, in Sitka, that can save $100,000 awfully quickly. And then the second mechanism for saving money is that the house is very small. That one's pretty straightforward, right? The third mechanism at work is that in order to preserve affordability over time, profit taking is limited at resale to 25% of the change in value over time. That way, a home which is affordable to someone at median income today will be affordable to someone at median income 10 years from now. So just three mechanisms at work: separate deeds, small houses, preserving affordability over time.
And so now the CLT is working on building up that affordable housing stock. You have one house under construction on Lillian Drive. Where is that at?
Why don't you go ahead?
Mim?
Well, I haven't driven by in a couple weeks, but the last I heard, the siding was being worked on inside. And it might even be up. Not yet, not quite yet. Okay, so it's... quite a lot has been done. If you go look, 125 Lillian Drive, just off of Price Street, you can go take a look and see for yourself. It's a nice-looking home, and it's kind of at the end of the horseshoe. Go take a look. It's going to be a great little house.
And how many bedrooms? How big of a family?
It's three-bedroom, one-and-a-half bath. And a nice little living room and near the kitchen. There's even going to be a carport. So it's going to be a nice place.
Now, what do you need? So you're looking currently for prospective home buyers for this house.
Correct. Yes. We are accepting applications. We're accepting applications for that home and also for the homes yet to be built on the old City Shops property on Halibut Point Road. And I'm working on a new website for us. We were in dire need of a new one anyway. And so with the name change, we also have a new logo that was designed for us, gratis from Jennifer Robinson of JIA Design and Photography. And it's a lovely logo. We're very pleased with it. So I've been working on a website to kind of work around with that logo and the colors and everything. So that's been fun. But I've also been creating a website that is going to be way more helpful for the Community Land Trust prospective homeowners. It's going to have a lot of information on there about what we're looking for and how do you qualify and how do you apply. And they'll even have resources on there for once you're a homeowner. I was hoping to have that up by today, but I've slaved on it this weekend but didn't quite get it done. So it should be up really soon.
So who's eligible?
That's exactly what I wanted to talk about.
Good.
So we think that the housing problem in Sitka is not just at the low end, but in the middle incomes. And so our eligibility requirements are that people can earn a household income of up to 120% of the area median income. So AMI is something on the order of $78,300, meaning that someone up to $93,000 would qualify. But that's as a one-person household. If it's a family of four, you can earn up to something on the order of $106,000 total household income and still qualify. There's a scale, there's a chart there. It's probably based on HUD math somewhere.
It's on the About page on the website, sicaaffordablehousing.org.
It's a surprisingly liberal amount of money that you can earn and still qualify to buy the home. Because again, we think that frequently working professionals in the middle incomes are the ones that are still struggling to buy a home, working people of all sort. And so we're pleased about that. So take a look at those income requirements. You might be surprised to learn that you are eligible to purchase a Sitka Community Land Trust home.
Now, there are a few other eligibility requirements, but that's the main one. Can people work with banks and with lenders to make this happen?
Absolutely. That's what we recommend. So we will not be doing the financial qualification part of it. The bank will be doing that. So you need to talk with the banker that will be holding the mortgage. And so that would be the next step. You know, go look online. You get a rough idea of the on that chart on the About page, and then go talk to the bank, and they'll help in more detail, you know, looking at your financial situation and see if you actually do qualify or not. And then you'll be, checking with a mortgage for them, and then contacting us, and, you know, we want to make sure you understand how the Community Land Trust process works, kind of like what Randy was just explaining. And then you will be... you'll also need to be certified through the free Alaska Housing Finance or AHSC Corporation Home Choice class. And usually they'll hold at least one class in Sitka annually. But I think with the state cuts, there may not be any classes held here. I don't know that for a fact, but I looked on their schedule online, and they didn't have anything scheduled in Sitka for this year, last time I looked. So instead, they will do, they'll send you a book, and you can study the book at home and then schedule a test with them. And I think it's just a test that you take at home. They just want to make sure you know all you need to know about buying a home. And then along with that, I'll be doing a CLT orientation with you, which takes like 15 minutes to half an hour, and just a little slideshow thing and making sure you understand what it's all about.
So first two steps, check out the website, Sitka Affordable Housing, just to get a rough idea whether you're eligible, and then go to the bank and say, I'm interested in the Sitka Community Land Trust.
Yep.
Okay.
And the Land Trust proposed some interesting problems for bankers. But all of the banks in Sitka understand, and I believe, are willing to create a home mortgage to a community land trust home.
So there's one home that's going to be ready shortly.
Yes.
And then you're working on a cottage community, an affordable cottage community at the old city shops. Briefly, about how many houses are you looking at least in the first wave of construction?
Well, the parcel, the first parcel, and again, both of the parcels have been given to us by the assembly. And so this second one will hold six homes. And so there'll be one, two, and three bedroom homes, two of each. And so we're working on grant funding for the development of that property. And we'll be getting right on the design work. So that's all kind of in process.
And that's probably... if we got started this summer on the dirt work, we'd be doing very well. And then the homes being constructed after that, if the weather remains as mild as it's been the last few winters, work continues, you know, over the winter. So, you know, it's possible that 18 months there could be homes for sale. Maybe. That would be optimistic, but maybe.
The other thing I wanted to add before I forget again was rural development and Alaska Housing Finance, or HFC, both have programs for helping with like down payment and just there's just different programs that are out there, and your lender will know about those. Or you can also just go and talk with the rural development office, Keith Perkins, or you know the or call AHFC, and all that information is on our website. It's also one of the back pages in the application that you can download from our website.
Okay, and is there a number for people to call in case they're more comfortable talking to you than going online?
I'll give you mine, and Randy will give you his. Mm-hmm. Mine is cell phone 738-2888.
And mine is 738-2999.
How often does that happen?
So the Sitka Community Land Trust, affordable housing for Sitkans, looking for prospective home buyers. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
We've been speaking with Sitka CLT Executive Director Min McConnell and Board President Randy Huey.